Well, hello there, friends, foes, enemies, men, women, children, and undecided genders. It is time for not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Corden show. Oh, no. And this is not The View or the Trevor Noah show. You're watching The Right Show. Yes, we come to you at the right place at the right time each and every week. We have a lot of fun planned for you today. So tell your friends to get on this feed right now. We're the only podcast that includes your comments as part of the show. It is Nowruz, aka Black Spring Break. We're going to dive right into that. Those Black Spring Breakers have gone wild. A woman says no to hiring people who present their pronouns before going to work. Meta fires 10,000 woke joke employees, Charlie Kirk and Turning Point, have to turn around and cancel their show at UC Davis because of radical, mainstream, leftist, and of course, we end with multiple comedy clips because I am here to entertain you. This is not just a talk show. This is a support group for normal people. I said you become part of the show, so if you leave a fun comment, nasty comment, sexist comment, racist comment, comment about body parts, we just might include that right here, right now. If you're asking about my hair, I just got out of a swimming pool, did a bunch of laps. And when you swim, everything starts kind of leaning out because the pool is like 65, 70 degrees and your body wants to be 98 degrees, right? So you're burning calories, not from the workout alone, but from thermal differentials as well. So double the workout in half the time. And because you like my muscles, I just got $10. Yes. Yes. If you like what we're talking about, if you want to support the show, go on paypal.me/tanksgod, T-A-N-X-G-O-D. Put a tip in the bucket. Or gofundme.com/KVON comedy. We will do that. So let's get this show started. 104 episodes of this podcast. We have rarely missed a week. I want to know, where do you live and what do you want to do or where do you want to go for spring break? Please put it in the comments. Because as you know, students have been working hard all year. I want to show you what's going on in the classrooms since many of you haven't been in the classroom for quite a while. Take a look. Wow, so that is what's going on all school year. So naturally, when you're stressed, you've been put through quite a bit during the school year, you need to go and celebrate spring break. Or for this group, they think that means spring breaking things. Take a look. Could you imagine you've been beating people up all year, you're in math class punching your teacher, and it's just time to get down to Florida and get with many like-minded people and destroy Miami as well. So that's what's happening. Now, of course, if you notice any trend in those videos, you are a racist. So we're not going to say there was any trend to those people. We're going to say those were all very dark white people that were criminals. So those white criminals that were extremely dark need to knock it off. Do you understand, white people who are dark? Do better. Punching Uber drivers, jumping on cars, smashing windows, and destroying a yogurt land. Yogurt land's where you go to have a nice yogurt. No, this was great. Not the dark white supremacists. They get in there and they will flip it over if they don't like the way you look, sound, or take their order. This is all happening during Persian New Year. Everyone, it is officially Nowruz. If you don't know what Nowruz is, it means New Year. Persians celebrate the New Year in the spring. Now, Americans celebrate it December 31st. It's cold outside. People are drunk and getting frozen in the snow. They end up dying out there, passed out on the sidewalk. But Persians, we are very smart. We are not going to be doing that in December. No, we in March 21, we are ready to party. It's warmer. I was once on a beauty pageant. They said, Kayvon, describe your favorite date. And I told them March 21. It's a very warm, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket. Very nice. Very nice. Hope you like that. So my tour, instead of being in Miami near those criminals, aka dark white students, was in the Pacific Northwest, the opposite side of the United States, much safer, much cleaner, much nicer, and nobody got hurt. Take a look. Got us. What a nice welcome gift basket. Love that. And I'll be drinking all of this by myself. Justin Rivera is killing it. I'm going up next. Bring me to your private party, private event, charity event, wedding, birthday. I don't care.
These trees are perfectly lined up. Wine country.
Afternoon.
We're here at Sacktown Kebab. Happy Nowruz, Persian New Year. Just finished my comedy show, and this is the only place I go in Sacktown to get the best food. Just finished my show, made all that money right there. Wait a minute, what's going on? No. Okay, so I lost a little money, but we just did a great show. Okay, that dinosaur needs to stop biting the... Sir? Where's... Oh, no, there he goes. Yum, yum, yum. So I want to tell you all about upcoming tour dates. I want you to tell your friends to get on the phone and get your tickets. These tour dates coming up are all over the United States, and I think you're going to really, really enjoy them. So let's take a look together. We just finished Sacramento, so I want to invite you to San Jose, California. I want you to come to Turning Point, Lincoln, Nebraska. I want you to come to Denver, Colorado, aka Longmont, Colorado. That's for charity. They only hold 200 people. We've already sold 120 seats. This is a great charity you can support. And you've been asking me to come to Denver. Well, this is 38 minutes away. How about this? Tampa Side Splitters. We're already 20% sold out. Let's get to 100 so I can go to Florida more often. How about this? Arlington, Virginia, Reno, Nevada, Batavia, Illinois, aka Chicago, and Boca Raton and Naples, Florida. All that and more. People keep saying that, oh my goodness, the police are racist. And how do you know they're racist? Because when they arrest people, put them in jail, then they look at all the people in jail and go, whoa, there's too many dark white people in here. Because America is 70% white people and only 18% black. So prison should be 70% white people, 18% black, 3 to 6% Asian and unknown. But if you're smart, you know you don't just put people in jail based on the population of the community. People go to jail based on doing crime. This is a very hard thing for leftists to understand. They get a map, they go, well, this map says 70% of Americans are white, so why is the jail not 70% white? They've undermined their own argument. The reason is because the people doing the crime are getting caught and we just put whoever did the crime in jail. Has that confused anyone so far? That probably doesn't confuse my fans, but that would confuse all of the left, the Democrats, Antifa, everyone in between, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris could not understand what I just said. I pulled up this little stat here so we could share it with you. Number of people shot to death by police in the United States. Now, the left says the police are just a group who is out there trying to shoot the dark white people, aka black. However, you look at this legend here, the blue is white people. So if the police were trying to only shoot black people, why are they shooting so many white? Could it be the police are only shooting violent criminals who are causing problems? Maybe that's what's going on, okay? Because if their goal was to only shoot black, that's this little circle here, then this whole thing would just be black, black, black every single year. But I want you all to know this so we're all on the same page. This is why we're a support group for normal people. The police are out there just shooting whoever is doing violent crime and putting them at risk. In 2017, they shot twice as many white people as black. But we have to chant, riot, burn down Target every time one of the black people gets shot, but we have never rioted for any white people. You could not name a white person shot by police in 2017. In 2018, the number stayed just about the same. In 2019, black people did a little better. They started getting shot a little more. In 2020, they went right back to how they were. Every year, somewhere around, I don't know, 280, 300 white people are shot, and only around 80 black. So we can do better. 2021, a lot less people were shot because they just let everyone do crime. And I bet there were more victims this year, but less arrest. This is after Floydapalooza. And then you come over here to 2022, and it's kind of right back to where it was in 2017. Mostly white people getting shot every year and a few black, and you cannot name a single white victim. We've never marched for one. We've never put one on a t-shirt. They have not built a statue for one. And by the way, they're not victims. Those are the criminals. Now I'm glad you learned statistics. Please share that with a leftist, a bleeding heart liberal who does not understand math. We'll be right back with a whole lot more of The Right Show. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the best half Persian of them all? The answer might surprise you.
Alexa, who is Kay Vaughn?
Kay Vaughn is the most famous half Persian comedian in the world.
What? Alexa knows it. Siri knows it. You know it. It's time the world knows. Now, that wasn't my voice. That was a email sent to me. They said, hey, we did this and check it out. So here's what I want you to do. I'll challenge you. Ask Alexa, ask Siri, who is comedian Kay Vaughn? Film it and I will share it on next week's Right Show. I just love it.
Alexa, who is Kay Vaughn?
From improv.com. Kay Vaughn is the most famous half-Persian comedian in the world.
A TikToker has been causing a lot of waves by telling employers not to hire anyone who includes their pronouns on their resume. It's like just announcing you're going to be a problem, a pain, you're going to ruin the company, ruin the corporate culture. Listen to this TikToker prove why you should never hire a pronoun person, and put in the comments if you would ever hire a pronoun person to work at your company.
So if I was like hiring and I saw pronouns, here's what I'm gonna assume. I'm gonna assume you're obviously very liberal. So I'm gonna assume you're one of those people that is super far left. Hey, I'm gonna assume you're not a very hard worker. You are either a female or you're a probably not straight guy. So everything in the office is going to have to cater to you, your feelings, your needs, and your emotions. So everyone around you is not going to be able to be themselves and walk on eggshells. Why would anyone want someone like you unless everyone's like you in a work environment? You're going to be the laziest person. You're going to be the most entitled, complain the most, and I think you're going to be the first to sue. So shocker that pronouns weren't helping you guys. Sorry, is there anything I missed there?
I think you nailed it, sweetheart. You did a fantastic job, and you look good doing it. Now, with that said, Facebook, one of the most far radical left companies on earth, you know, obviously the people at the top are capitalist, but they want all the underlings to be communists so that they can stay in power. And these losers just start working for the man. No thoughts of their own. Here's a little healthcare. Here's a minimum wage. Here's a, you can go down the slide every day. Well, guess what? The fit hit the shan when Biden got in office. The economy is no longer pumping. They've really pushed hard for the fake lockdown, for the fake boosty boost problem. So now it's time to pay the piper. A lot of inflation, a lot of expenses going up, a lot of companies tightening their belt. Nobody needs a radical woke leftist when the economy is going through a tough time. Being a radical leftist is a premier luxurious privilege. So radical leftists are getting fired left and right by Big Daddy Facebook. Who would have guessed Facebook will be firing 10,000 woke jokes? And that is what they deserve. Here's one crying about it.
Out that says Google and Meta overhired thousands of employees who do fake work.
Love that creator. Go follow her if you're not following her. But I want to add a little bit more context. My name is Britt and I didn't sign the Meta severance so I can talk about this. Meta, working at Meta was really weird. I was hired in April 2022, 3 days after I was hired. We were asked to take a diversity survey. Everyone else that I worked with got to work on stuff, but I didn't. So I am one of those employees that was kind of hired into a really strange position where they immediately put me into a group of individuals that was not working. I mean, like we were just sitting there. We had to basically, like she said, you had to fight to find work. It was a very strange environment and it kind of seemed that Meta was hiring people so that other companies couldn't have us. And then they were just kind of like, hoarding us like Pokemon cards. I don't know. But it was, yeah, it was a very strange time to work there.
Pokemon and Pokewoman. Well, we have heard from two ladies who actually have a brain on their shoulders. I am willing to bet if they knew about the show, they would be fans of the right show. Listen up, woke jokes. Being a radical leftist is a luxury. It is a privilege. And when the economy goes rough, you get canned. Back to Mama's house. I think you deserve it. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, they clamp down on speech they don't want to hear. They start fights, start wars, ruin careers, and then when they get fired, they want us to feel so sad. But no, this is called karma, and I'm not gone, but you are. So glad. Hope more of you get fired too. We'll be right back with a whole lot more of The Right Show. I'm not petty. Seriously, I'm not petty. Leftists destroy UC Davis. They claim they're scared that Charlie Kirk, a Boy Scout-looking guy wearing khakis, was going to make them feel unsafe. So in order to feel safe, they destroyed the campus, spray-painted it, broke things, vandalized it, shut down the speech, and now, whew, they feel safe. One of the protesters, aka rioters, said, "This was totally preventable. You just didn't have to invite Charlie." That's what they're doing on campuses. It's happened to me over and over. This is like what's happened to me times 10.
Today, the University Credit Union Center is boarded up. The damage and vandalism occurred last night after Turning Point USA at UC Davis, a registered student organization, invited its founder, Charlie Kirk, to speak on campus. Kirk is known for his far-right conservative views. Photos obtained by KCRA3 from Pink Knight Press show the situation unfold outside as the event continued on as planned inside. Students and people not affiliated with the university showed up to protest the event. Campus police responded to the incident. Members of the Proud Boys are pictured there too.
This university tries to foster inclusivity and diversity, which goes counter to what TPUSA is trying to bring to the table.
We spoke to a student protester who wants to remain anonymous.
I will say there were people who were pepper spraying on either side.
Yesterday, while opening up for Charlie Kirk with Turning Point USA at UC Davis, I found myself in the middle of some glass-shattering chaos. Now, while we can continue to have the conversation about how Antifa never really gets held accountable for the destruction that they cause, I actually would like to point out and highlight one particular thing. Did you know that at the freedom-oriented events, you don't have to bull rush the cops and break the windows and the doors just to get in. As long as you conduct yourself in an orderly way, you will be ushered to your seat.
He said protesters against the event did break windows.
Those windows, like, yes, it does inconvenience the people who have to replace them, but you also have to think about the fact that this event was entirely preventable.
Oh, what a disgusting idiot. As you can see, the Charlie Kirk people, the Turning Point advocates, me, Joe Bob, who does comedy shows with me from time to time, great guy, articulate, well-spoken. You might not agree with us, but we're just coming to you with our ideas. You can have your own. We're tolerant. Then you look at the Antifa, the people who claim they're scared, the ones who say, well, we don't feel safe when he's on our campus, so we burned it, smashed it, bashed it, bop it, twist it, yank it. Remember that game? They did all of those things. Then when the news come, they want to turn their back on the camera. Can you interview me from here, please? What are you so afraid of, dude? The problem is, someone put in the comments, why don't they arrest all the students that did that? Because the administration agrees with the students. If a bunch of Trump supporters with USA flags came and marched and smashed a window, well, we already know what would happen in that scenario. They would go to jail, just like the January 6th protesters did, 4, 5, 6, 7 years with no trial as political prisoners. The left does this regularly. Administration, the police force, the Capitol, Gavin Newsom, they will not touch it because these are the terrorist arm of the Democratic Party. Do you agree with what I said? Put it in the comments. We already have a yup. We'll be right back with a whole lot more of the riggedy, riggedy, riggedy right. Well, they're not just going to destroy Davis and put my friend Joe Bob and Charlie Kirk out of giving their speech without me striking back. So within 5 days of UC Davis, Antifa and far left protesters ending Charlie Kirk's speech, I showed up to Sacramento. The cavalry's here, baby. And we're coming with anyone we want to put you in your place. Now, luckily, my comedy show didn't have that. We just had a lot of fun with the backdrop, which was the Capitol building of California right there in Sacramento. So I gave a little message to Gavin Newsom. And I think we know why his hair is so greasy now.
So LGBTQIAA+. Plus means they're going to add more letters soon. To be continued. Once you get around 20, 25 letters, you need a song to remember all the letters. So I predict by 2030, we're all going to learn our gay BCs. LGBTQIA. Now I know my gay BCs. Next time, won't you pee with me? Come on, let's all pee together. That's the goal. In the urinal, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, piss on the apple. That's what I just did. Let me get Gavin Newsom right there. Yeah. Oh, whoa! Watch out, buddy! He's gonna have to dry clean his French laundry after this.
French laundry. If you don't remember, French laundry is the name of a restaurant where the meals can be $1,000, $2,000, up to $15,000, $20,000 per plate. Now, Gavin Newsom shut down everyone's favorite restaurants, but secretly the French Laundry was allowed to stay open, and Gavin had a fun little party. No masks, no boosty boost, nobody scared. This was in the height of the so-called scamdemic, and there he was partying, and he had a $15,000, $20,000 meal that night. So when I said the French Laundry, I had the double entendre. I said, uh-oh, I just peed on the Capitol. I hope I didn't get Gavin Newsom. Oh, I did, right there, all over his hair. That's why it's so greasy. Gavin, you might want to dry clean your French laundry after I'm done pissing on you. So that was the whole joke. If I had to explain it, it's not going to be as funny. So those of you that got it the first time, much more rewarding for you. Well, that wasn't enough comedy. I also posted this one this week, and this is from my special, Essential. A lot of you don't know this, but I created my own special. I filled the room myself. I hired 5 cameramen. I hired 2 lighting people. I hired someone to do the backdrop. And I hired a group to kind of run errands during all of this. It's called the gaffers and grips and all these things. Now, the point is, it cost $10,000 to make my own comedy special. Because if Netflix was going to do it, they would pay me $1 million. But I'm waiting for Netflix. Obviously, they don't like you if you're on the right. So I did myself $10,000, and the price is $12 each. All I need is 1,000 people to buy this special for $12, and I've made a profit. Now, so far, we've sold 500 copies, so I'm very happy with that. But we have about 500 more copies to go. I hope you'll get it on my website, k-vonncomedy.com/shop. I would really appreciate it. We're doing this together. We're a support group for normal people. Now, here's what it looks like: more funny, more interesting, and a lot better than anything you're going to see on Netflix.
Now, some people see me, they go, oh, so are you anti-mask? I don't want you to think I'm anti. I'm not anti-anything. First of all, I was one of the first people in America to wear masks. Let me tell you what happened. In 2012, I went on a flight. I sat down on the plane. I look over. There was an Asian guy wearing a mask. All right, I'd never seen that before. But when we landed, I bought masks. I started wearing them on airplanes. And people are like, why are you doing that? I'm like, I copy off of Asians. That's why. A stupid question. I copy off Asians. That's how I got into college. It worked. Yes. And I continued. It's worked very well for me. In college, I sat between two Asians. I got straight A's also. Okay? It's true. You sit between two Wongs, you get everything right. Where's my Asians at tonight? Asians, make some noise. Come on. Yeah, we got one. The rest are studying. Okay, good. Makes sense. We got...
See, they weren't even in the room to get offended. They were busy doing homework. Folks, I hope you enjoyed that. Look at all the laughs and the smiles and the happiness. That's what we do. Whether the left likes it or not, we are still coming. If we make enough noise, they have to pay attention to us. And we're going to follow the Asians, not the dark white spring breakers. That's when everything goes wrong. Did you see a single Asian in any of those videos? I would give $100,000 if you ever find one Asian in one of those videos, unless they're the one getting thrown into the street, punched, or beat up by the extremely dark white supremacists that we all need to watch out for. Folks, did you enjoy the Right Show so far? Normally, we would end it right here, right now. But I've been going on prank dates and having a blast. Let's see in the comments what you guys think. Oh, yeah, the big butts are back. That's right, Beth. Everywhere we go, we have these people laughing, having fun, people enjoying my new mustache, coming in nice. Everyone knows that we're having fun, but I've been having fun for decades, and many of you have never seen the show Disaster Date. Well, that's too bad, because with TikTok and short form videos, Instagram, I decided to snip up my old Disaster Dates, watch how funny they are.
Enjoy. Hey guys, today I'm playing Corey, an IT manager obsessed with gadgets. I'm gonna even use my wristwatch to tally up the bill. This date's gonna be more than you bargained for.
So, this is a neat outfit you got on.
Thank you. Now I picked it up.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Nice. My mom buys a lot of my clothes still. Just like, this looks good on you. Just wear this.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll have the turkey and Swiss wrap.
How much is that?
I believe it's $750.
Do you know what the tax works out to on that?
I'd have to check the register.
Check this out. 78 cents.
That's great. Do you know what you want to eat?
I'll try the turkey sandwich. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Isn't that pretty cool?
No.
There you are.
Hey, don't put the stuff too close to these, though. Just be careful.
Thank you.
This is high technology. They're, like, really expensive, so... Yeah. Some people, they don't get it.
Yeah.
Some people just don't get it. This is high technology, okay? Look at my wristwatch. Now, some people say, oh, why do you do these dates? That's so mean. I thought it was hilarious. I had a blast. I thought it was a lot of fun. I hope you did too. And folks, that is the end of today's 104th episode podcast. I think we had a lot of fun. We told truth through comedy. We destroyed the left with laughter. And we are big on freedom of speech. That is under attack thanks to Joe Biden, the big tech, and all these other companies. So we have Rumble. We have Rockfin. I'm on Locals. You can go there and watch all my stuff. It's all archived in case I get shut down for what I've said here today. You can also join my newsletter, kvoncomedy.com/newsletter. You can enter the super chat for a little tip in the bucket. You can put stars on Facebook or gofundme.com/kvoncomedy, a.k.a. Venmo at kvon-kvon. Every donation helps. Visit your local podcast subscriber. Give us 5 stars. And thank you for watching The Right Show. I am off to San Jose next. I hope you will be there too. Enjoy the rest of your week. And happy Nowruz, Persian New Year, celebrated by 400 million people worldwide. Worldwide Nowruz, where you are dancing, laughing, eating the nice kebab, and enjoying yourself, giving money to the children like a gift. And also, don't forget, visit your elders, clean your house, and be good boy. Go to a school. Don't go to a spring break with the black spring breakers who will break your neck. Be careful, my God.